it's Courtney, the host of Confessions of a Cleaner. How are you guys doing today? Last week, we talked a lot about the business, how I got started in the business, things about me, and all of that kind of stuff. As some of you might remember, my birthday was last week. It was on Thursday, and we were going to the mountains when I last talked to you. We are back. We came back Sunday. We had such a great time, minus a few things, which I'm actually going to talk about today because they have to do with my business. Cleanliness factor of a business, short-term rentals, Airbnbs, cabins. So I'm going to kind of dive into our vacation. I may could have put a couple things about, you know, what we did while we were there, things we liked, things we didn't like, things that were interesting. Let me just say it was absolutely beautiful the entire time we were there. It was the peak of the leaves. So obviously, sorry guys, getting out of the car. Obviously it was, breathtaking to see all those leaves changing, see what they all looked like. I don't think I've really ever been when it was peak unless I went when I was very little. Quick question. Have any of you ever been to the peak season of the mountains? I guess that kind of depends on where you live. With me living in North Carolina, we went to the Great Smoky Mountains. It is 7.5 hours from my house. It is, like I said, beautiful. The regular mountains near us are beautiful. I mean, I'm not going to put them down. They're mountains, but they are not like the Great Smoky Mountains like we ventured to. That's between here and North Carolina, here in Tennessee. It's just a beautiful thing to see. They're all changing colors. They're all dropping. And we decided to go on a hike while we were there. We were going to go whitewater rafting. But let me just tell you guys what happened to me the day before we left. So the day before we left, we went to my dad's house for my birthday to eat cake and do my presents for my children and a gift for my dad, things like that. But mostly to eat cake because, let's face it, I actually asked this year for a strawberry and chocolate shortcake type cake. And let me just say, my husband knocked it out of the park. He got the most absolutely perfect cake he could have gotten. It was exactly what I wanted. I didn't show him a picture or anything. I just literally told it to him. And it's amazing how perfectly spot on he got it. So we did that. Well, we're getting ready to leave. You know, I'm excited. Let's celebrate my birthday. You know, I'm all about birthdays, whether it's mine, my husband's, my kid, anyone's birthday, I am all about it. So I'm walking outside. I noticed the steps are slick. I'm sure everybody is thinking, dun, dun, dun. Exactly. The steps were a little slick, so I said to myself, don't step hard, step very lightly. So I go to step down. I stepped literally the lightest step I have ever stepped in my life. Literally the lightest step of my life. And as soon as my foot touched that top step to even go anywhere, I slid. I went down 4 stairs before I ever actually hit the ground. I hurt my arm. Well, both arms, because mentally I was telling myself not to hit my head. Like, do not hit your head. Do not hit your head. That would be the worst thing you can do. So instead, I put my arms down and caught myself with my right elbow and my left forearm, and then my back. So instantly it started bruising. It was the worst pain ever. Somehow, by the grace of God, I didn't even lay down when I fell. I jumped right up and started walking around because I thought, man, if I just lay here and get cry and feed into it, it's only going to hurt worse. So I decided just to jump up. I started walking around. Obviously, I want everybody to get away from me. It's kind of like stubbing a toe. I'm like, please get away from me. So I did that, and that was horrible to say the least. So I had this awesome bruise the entire time we were gone. But when it came to the whitewater rafting, I personally decided not to go just because, my back was hurting really bad and my arms were hurting. And, what if, God forbid, my back hits that, raft, or I fall out of the raft and hit my back again. I mean, if you guys saw this bruise, I will actually post the bruise to Instagram just so you guys can see it. But, I mean, it was horrible. So, needless to say, we did not do whitewater rafting, even though we really, really, really wanted to. So then we decided to do the hiking of the Appalachian Trail. Neither of us had ever done it before. It's something, you know, like a bucket list item, something you really want to do. And we did it. We were super excited. We did 4 miles in and 4 miles back out, which really didn't sound like a lot before we started. We were like, oh, we can, you know, hike 5 or 6 hours. No. The 4 miles took us like 2.5 hours. And let me just tell you, I thought I was in decent shape before I left. And I officially feel ashamed of myself when I got on that trail. Well, I will say though, the first mile was the hardest. After that, it was just almost like it was muscle memory. Like my body just needed to do it. And it just kind of it wasn't as hard after that. It was beautiful. There were huge boulders. But mentally, in my mind, I needed a next location to get to mentally. Like I wanted to know, all right, how far is it until we can see something cool? And there was nothing coming up and for maybe 8 or 9 miles. So we just got to that certain point and I was like, nothing is going to be exciting when we get up here. I don't have anything to like look forward to. That's just who I am. That's how I think about things. So that's just how I was thinking about it then. So we decided to head back. Obviously, we were still going to have to hike 4 miles back, so it was quite a bit. And so we did that. We sat down, had a little lunch, a little peanut butter and jellies, the Uncrustables. Oh, my God, so good. Literally the perfect thing to eat in the middle of that hike. You know, we drank some water. I, you know, just took a lot of pictures and things like that. When we got back, we actually got ready. We got some moonshine. We got the butter pecan moonshine, and let me just tell you this. That is literally the best moonshine I've ever had in my life. We had a strawberries and cream or something like that when we were in Tennessee last year with my kids and with my husband, and we loved the strawberry, and we were looking for it this time. They didn't have it, so we settled for the butter pecan, and let me just tell you, it was not settling. I absolutely loved it. I will be getting it every single time that I go from now on. So we drank that. We drank another little strawberry and cream because, like I said, I was thinking of the strawberry. So I really wanted a strawberry flavor. So we got that too. We ended up not drinking all of the strawberry, but every bit of the butter pecan between the couple days. That first night we did that. We went back to the cabin after hiking and all, and we decided to actually go to the hike the second day. So the first day, Michael made dinner for us. He cooked corn. He cooked sausage, like one big sausage, and cut it up. And then we did the corn. And then we did, I don't remember what else we did at the time. I don't know. But anyways, it was all super good. We cooked on a little grill outside that we bought and, you know, put up while we were there because they didn't provide one. We cooked the corn out inside, and then we put it on the grill at the end. It was super good, and then we just sat outside. We turned the TV towards outside, had a little fire from the grill, and, you know, sat outside and ate, drank, and watched TV. It was super fun. The next day, we went hiking. After hiking, we went back and took showers, kind of got freshened up. I got to wear my cute outfit that I had been waiting to wear, and then we decided to go out to dinner. This restaurant was so good. It was called Anthony's. I mean, it was absolutely delicious. The wait was quite a while, actually, and I could see people complaining and things like that, but I'm willing to wait if food is good. You know, I don't want to wait and then the food be shit, but I'm willing to wait for food that is good food, and I think it was definitely the best. I will tell you that it was good enough that the next night, we were going to go to a different restaurant when I walked in that one. The people in there looking miserable and hot in there and everything, and I said, let's go back to the other restaurant we ate last night. So we actually went back to the same restaurant for our second dinner on Saturday night. Saturday we went shopping, we went to all these old stores, we went to Cherokee, we went to an antique shop, we looked at all the old Cherokee
I guess, memorabilia, if you want to say, but I don't think that's the right word for it. The handmade crafts, that would probably be a little bit of a better word. They were beautiful. We got, there's actually a market there. And I do want to say this on the podcast. I told them I would. That market is getting forced to have food trucks at the market, which is forcing out Native Americans that have been there forever and forcing them to not be able to sell their products that they've been selling, you know, for years and years and years. The market actually sign says that that's what they do. You know, they're selling Native American items that are handmade by them. I think that's a horrible thing to do to people, to put food trucks in there. And not to mention, they said that, you know, the food trucks are already making a mess. People that are coming are making a mess. So if you're near Cherokee or you go to Cherokee, North Carolina, you know, find out a way to buy something from them. Please support them. If you can call a, you know, a community or things like that, call the Cherokee Reserve. Let them know, you know, that we at Confessions of a Cleaner, we want them to stay there. We love them. They did say that there's people that come there every single year. I mean, can you imagine doing something for your whole life and going every year and you go to take your kids to show something really special and all you see is food trucks? I mean, I don't think we need more food. I think we need more cultural things to stay in America, but that's a whole nother story. So we did that. Like I said, we did some antiques, we bought the kids some souvenirs. Then we ended up, I think we just kind of did the same thing the rest of the day. We just shopped and such. We ended up at Dollar General, of course, 52 times. I couldn't believe this Dollar General actually had fruit and vegetables. My day was completely made. I got strawberries and bananas. We snacked on those. We went back to the cabin and we then got ready. And like I said, we went to dinner for our second time. The day after that, we went in search for elk. And I ended up, you know, I was like so discouraged. I'm like, this would be so much better if I could just see an elk. And my husband said, well, let's turn down this road right here. And as soon as we did, we got to the end of it. There were people out of their cars, like two cars. And we saw one elk. And I'm like, oh my gosh, my day is completely made. And as soon as I saw that elk, we kept going a little bit more. And then I saw 30 of them. They were all laying down. They were standing up. They had told us that the rut part of the season was over, which is where they're mating and finding each other, but I don't think it was, because there was definitely like a male and female situation going on within this little group. One of the males was definitely going after this female, and I may not know anything about animals, but I do know what it looks like for a man to be chasing a woman, and I think that was definitely happening. I mean, it was the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life. I took tons of pictures, tons of videos. I can post some of them in a story when I post this. But it was absolutely cool. I may actually make that the cover for this episode. But anyway, so we saw that. Then we started heading back. We just kind of took our time. We thought we were going to leave at like 7 a.m. and be home by 2. We ended up getting home at midnight. So if that tells you how many times we stopped and looked at things, it was a lot. So let me just start with the fact of this cleaning situation of the cabin. With this, let me set the scene. We get to there. We've already paid our $500 deposit the day we booked. We've then already paid another $500 right before we got there, about a week before you pay the rest. So we are completely paid. We go to the little general store to get our keys. Great, nice people, very friendly, answered any questions we had. One of them was actually a guide for the whitewater rafting, so we talked to him. We are over the moon excited. We go up the long steep hill. Then we go up another steep hill to get to our cabin, which I don't really think we were supposed to be on. But, you know, that steep hill needed driven up. It did not need walking up. So we walk in. The first thing I notice is a cobweb, like, at the door. And I don't mean, like, a cobweb that maybe you couldn't see and it's just been there way up in the ceiling. You just kind of ignore it and pretend it's not there. I mean, literally, my face could have like went right through it. So we look around and there's not just that cobweb, but there's a cobweb on every single door frame, every ceiling, every window, everywhere. So once we saw those, then I had to start looking around. The cleaning company in me had to look around. I looked behind the trash can, trash. I looked behind the microwave, trash. I looked on top of the counters, on top of the fridge, because it was eye level, all dusty, all dirty, all just pure nasty. And even down to the silverware holder was nasty. The silverware itself was dirty. The stovetop, dirty. I mean, the floors, they could have been vacuumed for sure. They definitely needed to be mopped. There was trash in the trash can already. We even later on found like a McDonald's container and other trash and napkins and stuff underneath the couch. So, like a lot of you are probably thinking, and like they asked me, why didn't I call them and ask them about this or have them fix it? Well, I look at it like this. I paid for Thursday to Sunday to stay in that cabin. I paid my $1,000. I did what I was supposed to on my end. The cleanliness level should have been up to par, and I should never have had to worry about that. I did everything I was supposed to before I came, as in paying fully, no waiting, no anything. And I just don't feel like, why do I want to call you so that you can then A, have to call me back, B, send somebody up there, which I'm not going to let be in my cabin with all my personal belongings without me there. So then I'm going to waste half of my day calling you, waiting for you, watching you slash babysitting you while you do the entire cleaning, which I know is going to take probably 2 or 3 hours. That's half of my day. Why do I want to spend half of my day working, essentially cleaning a house, or calling you to clean a house so I can watch you on my vacation that I've already paid for? So I called when we got back yesterday. I called while I had time, and I just said, I explained the situation. I said, I have almost 30 pictures. I would love to show you. First thing they said was, oh, well, we can send you back the cleaning fee, $125. I said, I don't even go clean in one house for $125 usually, unless it's a weekly cleaning. So that doesn't work for me. And B, you haven't even seen these pictures. You have no idea what the pictures look like or how nasty it was. Also, the shower door was broken. There was no trash bags, so even though we wanted to take the trash out, we're supposed to replenish them. Little things just didn't, that was just stacking up too much. So I'd let them know that they needed to have somebody higher up. That's exactly what I said. You need to have somebody higher up look at the pictures that I will be sending to your email once you provide it to me. I would like them to look over the pictures, and then they are welcome to call me back to discuss what we are going to do farther. Because that just does not work for me. You can either give me a future stay, a complete future stay, or you can give me my money back. I mean, I even down to the point the sheets had to be rewashed that were on our bed because they were dirty and nasty, and there was no way I was sleeping in them. So, it's just when you own a short-term rental, you own an Airbnb, or you own a cabin like that, which is essentially an Airbnb or short-term rental. You have a responsibility to uphold that. And even if you have a cleaning company that you expect, oh, well, they did it, every so often you need to go check behind them. Because I actually clean quite a few Airbnbs and short-term rentals. And when I do, I clean them as though the people are going to come home and see it. The people that own it are going to come home and see it. I make sure everything is done. I make sure things are switched out. I make sure things are full. I'm constantly trying to just make sure that everything looks as though if I walked into it, how would I want it to look? What would I want it to feel like? What was the vibe that I would want to feel? And that's what you need to work on and think about. And, if that's your goal is to have an Airbnb, you need to be sure that you can obtain that standard and keep it. I just think it's disappointing for 3 days to pay $1,000 to stay in a cabin. And it is completely disgusting. Literally the most disgusting place I've ever stayed in. Any hotel, nothing. Literally the most nastiest. And that's just upsetting. And I wouldn't expect anybody else to waste their vacation. I mean, is it kind of silly, I guess, that I would like to be there? Yes and no. I mean, I feel like that my personal belongings are in there. I want to be with them. You know, I stayed in a private cabin for that purpose, so I would have privacy. So it wasn't really on the top of my list that I wanted somebody in there and, you know, going through my stuff essentially when I leave. Not that everybody does that, but, you know, you see a lot of stories and videos and, you know, YouTube that people do that. They go through your stuff. And curiosity just gets some people, and that's, you know, that's on your conscience, that's on you, but it's not happening with my stuff. So I just, you know, I let them know all of that, and I expect, I would hope that they are either going to call me or email me. I really don't like when I send you something like that and you want to email me back. Just call me. You know, be a business professional and give me a call. That's how I handle business. If you're my client, you already know that as soon as you message me, text me, anything, my first words are usually, hey, can you talk on the phone? Because that is, I want you to hear in my voice that I'm getting things done. I want to hear in your voice that you're happy with it. You know, I want to know, not just look at a text or an email and think, oh, well, you know, I don't think they were happy. No, I want to hear in your voice. So I would rather talk to somebody on the phone, but it's just disappointing. You know, I go on vacation to get away from cleaning. And then, of course, my entire vacation revolved around cleaning. Because anytime we wanted to use dishes, I had to clean them first. The sheets, had to clean them first. The bathroom, had to clean it first. You know, it's just, the list goes on and on of things that you had to do before you ever even did it. And I guess, you know, I expect to have to do some things or buy some things and do all that, but just to have to clean every little thing before I even touched it or went near it was just kind of, you know, upsetting. I mean, I even put a blanket on top of the couch because we found all kinds of tissues and just things in the couch cushions when they would move. And anyway, so I'm sure you guys are totally overhearing about that. That is actually my little horror story for the day. You know, it's my personal horror story. I mean, guys, it was just, I don't know. Maybe I'm over the top. You can let me know what you guys think. You know, let me know if you guys have any questions about anything we went to do, any of the names of the places. The cabins we stayed at were a part of the NOC, which is the Nantahala cabin area, the Nantahala Western Store. That's where our cabin, that's where our check-in was. You know, I don't know how they would feel if they heard this, but, you know, I know how I felt when they pretty much wrote me off yesterday and wanted to give me back a cleaning fee that I wouldn't even clean the cabin for. You know, and that kind of shows, too, that the people that are cleaning it, you know, probably aren't making a lot. And I get that, but as the owner, you're making a lot. You know, if you just took that $100 maybe each time out of the $1,000 and, you know, reinvested it into, you know, updating, or, you know, if that's continuously getting dusty, then it needs to be cleaned more often. And, you know, I guess everybody does business differently, and that's okay. But as a cleaning owner, I think you should have a standard and you should stay that way. All in all, though, guys, we had an awesome vacation. It was perfect. I couldn't wait to come back and, you know, talk about everything on my podcast. Hiking the Appalachian was one of the most exciting things I've ever done. I've always, always, always wanted to do it. My husband's always wanted to do it. And to be able to say that we did it, you know, was great. We got all kinds of ornaments for, you know, from being there, for the tree. And I started actually collecting bear, like little, I guess the little mountain bears, the black bears. I started collecting those, like little figurines. I got the really cute one of two bears on the couch holding hands, because that's usually where you can find me and Michael. And we had another one. I can't remember what the other one was. And then I also started collecting coffee cups. My first one is red. It's got little cute design on it, and then the bear. So I guess it's kind of, you know, both together are in the coffee cup. It was just fun. It was nice to get away. I think it's the first time ever me and Michael have been, we've been together 11 years, and it was the first time we've ever been on like a long trip besides Myrtle Beach. And if you live in North Carolina or you live anywhere near to us, Myrtle Beach is, you know, a very non-bougie Hawaii. Or no, I call it the redneck Hawaii. You know, that is your redneck Hawaii right there, is Myrtle Beach. And obviously I don't mean that in an offensive way. I've been to Myrtle Beach 1,000 times. When I was younger, I absolutely loved it. But just this trip was different. It was just nice to do nothing, come back not exhausted. You know, most of the time you go on a vacation and you come back and you need another vacation. That wasn't the way here. It was just nice to come back and be happy and relaxed. So that's it about the trip, you guys. That's it about my little bit of a horror story. Next week we're going to have to actually have some new actual horror stories from people and from other situations. Obviously, that one this week was just my personal one. I thought it would be kind of nice to show what types of little situations they could have been. Some of them are going to be worse than that. You know, some are not. It kind of depends, and it really doesn't matter which one to me that you decide to do or which way you decide to do it or how you decide to tell your story. But if it's anything like that or anything even worse or, you know, not so bad, but it was a horror story to you, that's great with me. I appreciate you guys so much listening to this podcast. It is doing so good. Once we get to 50 listens, once we get to 50 listens or listeners, I can get sponsorships from businesses. I can do ad reads for businesses and really start getting this podcast moving and get it out there. Obviously, that helps on the financial side. You're more than welcome, if you'd like to become a sponsor of this podcast. If you have a business or you have a business that you would like for me to talk about on the air, if you want to send me any type of promotional product, such as, you know, maybe you make a great cleaning towel, or maybe you know, really anything, especially with Christmas coming up, I really want to help promote businesses and really get the businesses out there. So if you own a business and you would like to sponsor Confessions of a Cleaner, please get in touch with me either by email, Instagram, or, you know, even me personally on Facebook, you can find me. My email is confessionsofacleanerpodcast@gmail.com. Instagram, Confessions of a Cleaner Podcast. Again, you can message me also on here. And or you can call. The number is 252-671-2980. Once again, that is for if you would like any type of sponsorship for Confessions of a Cleaner. Any type of business is fine. I will accept all promotional items, so you're welcome to send them. I will give my honest and true review and feedback. Obviously, there is no way in any shape or form I would ever bash anyone's business. You know, I would rather give just an honest opinion, an honest answer. If I personally do not like a product at all, or there's something wrong with it, or it does something wrong, I would rather not blast your business, and I would rather just talk to you personally. So I'm excited. I'm excited to start doing sponsorships with people. I'm excited to get other people's businesses out there. I look forward to working with people in the future. I think it's going to be fun and exciting, and, you know, getting to talk with some of my fans of the podcast and, you know, just really grow with you guys and help you grow your businesses while I grow my business. And eventually, hopefully, we'll have some sponsorships, so then I can give you some good codes, promo codes, and we can really get this podcast going, because I'm excited. I love the podcast. I love talking to you guys, and I really cannot wait to keep growing and be part of this adventure with you guys. I hope you loved hearing about our horror story of the mountains. I hope you enjoyed hearing about our experiences. If you have any questions, feel free to ask of any of the places we stayed. If you'd like to see the pictures of the non-cleanliness, please feel free to message me. I'm always an open book. So I love you guys. I thank you so much for listening. I can't wait to talk to you guys again next week. If there's something you decide that you want to hear about on this podcast, if you have a cleaning business or another business you'd like to shout out, or if you want to send promotional items, again, message us and we'll be glad to get in touch with you. Love you guys. Until next time, I'm Courtney, and this is Confessions of a Cleaner.